Hey everyone, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And this is the Scott and Kim Show, where Scott and Kim Johnson, formerly Kim Soans, people know that about your last name?
Formerly 30 years ago. Oh.
Every once in a while someone reminds me that we're 29 years married this year.
29 this year.
That's nuts. It's nuts. A lot happens in 30 years, is what I'm getting at.
It doesn't sound like it goes by as fast as it does to all the young people. They're like, no, what? They 30 think years. Like I'll be old years. In 30 years. I'm like, time we're
dilates.
Still going.
The older you get, your time dilates, and that's just how it is. Ooh, Carter's making rice bowls for us while we do this.
This is my rice bowl. I'm so excited.
Carter, you can say something.
I have nothing to say.
She has nothing to say.
She's cooking. She's got.
She's cooking.
She's on a mission.
Dad's giving away my reset password answers.
What?
Mom's maiden name.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I'm just kidding.
But that's true. They ask you like your mother's maiden name. By the way, she'd always use fake info for that, but just info you remember. That way you don't
that's
get.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that way you don't get fished.
Never really thought about that.
Yeah, they find out your mother's name, they're not going to find out, oh, that's the working password.
Because you not made up mother, something fake. It's her mother's maiden name.
Like your right. mother could be race. Just kidding.
Wow.
All right.
You're going to get yourself in trouble already?
Anyway, sorry if it's echoey in here. We're doing it in the kitchen today, but that's okay. That's what we're going to do.
It's hot outside.
It is really hot outside. We're in the middle of the worst drought we've had in probably 20 years here in the western states. It's like 97 degrees already or something. Actually, what is it right now?
High of 99 today. It's 90 right now. But
it's not too bad.
We just walked around the lake. And
we had 107 the other day. So
it was warm out there.
Yeah. So it's like Phoenix in winter.
Phoenix in the winter is 70, though.
I know. I'm just teasing. I wouldn't mind a place in Phoenix in the winter and then move up here in the summer. Sit. Avoid all the
snow.
Yeah,
because it's 125 degrees there.
Yeah, or go to like Flagstaff where it's like normal. It's just average there. They have snow.
What's normal, though, really?
Kind of here. Except
get,
for this drought.
We get all of the seasons, which we love.
Yeah, we
really
get the
nice seasons,
the
too.
Spring, the fall. I love the springs and falls here. Yes. Although spring lasted like all of 5 minutes this year.
No, we had a pretty good spring. We just didn't get out in it much.
Well, Kim and
we were
I just
in the middle of creating your Kickstarter for the cards.
Which we're now shipping. Well,
which
starting
now
to ship.
Starting to ship.
We submitted them. We submitted this massive order to. Oh, I got to talk to you about that because last time we put it on a card to earn points.
Yeah.
Rather than just money transfers, so we're going to do that again.
Okay.
And then we got to transfer that money to the card.
Anyway, personal information.
Personal information. Kim's maiden name. Anyway. So that's on its way. I'm really excited about that. I have the finished proof deck in my hands, and it looks beautiful on my hands downstairs. And we're going to play it a bunch
it's
at our
underway.
Family
pretty,
reunion.
Pretty
exciting. Yeah, it is exciting. It's nice to finally get to a place.
It's exciting to take it to the family reunion because you'll have a lot of people that like card games, first of all, which is awesome.
What if they all hate it? What if that happens?
They'll never tell you.
They'll never say. They'll go, oh, it's so great. We just love what you're doing. Now, what is it you do? All right.
I'm sorry, but he's not exaggerating.
No, I'm not. My mom says every time I see her, I still don't know what to tell my friends about what you do. They ask what you're doing. I just say,
he's
doing
the radio,
creative things. He's on some internet radio. I don't understand it.
And then they ask what channel on the radio.
Yeah, they want to know what radio station to tune into on their freaking Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. Thank you.
Hey,
Carter, look at this.
Now.
So we got egg in here. We got those roasted pumpkin seeds. Oh, they're pumpkin.
Those are pumpkin seeds, and the other one is not sunflower either. Sorry.
Carter, you all right?
Yep.
This has avocado on it. And
hot sauce.
Rice, little potato things.
Potato action.
And then some hot sauce on top. It looks amazing as always. Carter's got the stand to a science.
So you don't have tomatoes on mine.
It's because you are
the best.
A horrendous human being. Just kidding. I don't mind tomatoes. I'm just not in the mood for them in the last couple of years, and I don't know why. Don't
you
know
liked
what it
them
is.
Only when they came out of the garden.
Yeah, but even then, I'm just like not that excited about it. I think if you put a ton of salt and pepper on them, or maybe on a burger, I'd eat it.
But I will say, last year you were not interested in strawberries, and this year we had some amazing strawberries, and you liked them.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
They were also fresh.
That's
that
true.
Morning strawberries. So.
So we're also very fresh. We just walked in 90 degree weather around the lake. It actually is not bad because the wind's blowing really hard, so we ended up, you know. Kind of a dry,
kind of
dry walk.
Kind of blows your hat off, but yeah.
But we SPF'd ourselves up, and
now we're home drinking our water, which
now we're home drinking.
I bought Scott a half gallon water container.
Yeah.
And have it and fill it up twice a day. I don't think you've made it through the whole thing.
No, I've made it through one, but I haven't done the two like you.
That tomato.
But you're just a walking, you're just a human urine bladder at this point, right? Because you just pee all the time.
Actually, I'm getting used to it. Oh. I think it does take a little time.
Yeah. But anyway, we do these hard walks around the lake, and the lake's just adjacent to us, so it's super convenient. And it's fun because they're doing all this new construction on the island of the lake, mm-hmm. of new homes and houses. And so every time we go, there's like, oh, they put that rock garden in. Oh, that guy finished his fountain. Yeah. So that's kind of fun to watch rich people do rich things that we can't do. Anyway, that's fun. And it got me to thinking about HOA and how everyone just demonizes HOA. But is there a thing about our HOA that we actually like?
Us?
Yeah.
No. I love our HOA.
What do you like about our HOA?
I love that we have parks everywhere, and I mean a lot of parks.
But doesn't everyone always have parks?
No. Think of our last place. We had an HOA. We had one park.
Oh, yeah.
We have five pools.
I forgot we had an HOA.
Probably 25 parks to go to, including dog parks, hammock parks, some that are fire pit parks.
Yeah.
Tons for kids to climb on.
That's true.
So Van will have fun there. We have beaches at some of the parks. We saw a lot of geese over there.
Yeah, there's geese. The geese were in force.
And we have walking and running paths everywhere for bikes and pedestrians.
Okay. And then the gym membership thing.
The gym membership thing. It includes our internet. One of our internets.
Yeah, one of our internets. Now, the nice thing about that is...
So, there's nothing... I mean, we have...
We're also grandfathered into, like, the original HOA pricing from...
Well, it goes up every year, but it isn't as expensive as everybody else.
But yeah, anyone new moving in here? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, especially the townhomes, because they take care of all of their lawn work and they take care of their snow removal, which is really nice, but I'm happy to do my own and I love my garden, so.
Yeah, great. You don't need to. Anyway, so that was just a thing I wanted to mention, because we've never really talked about it. We've just always gone, okay, fine, there's an HOA in this neighborhood, but we want this house. Okay, fine.
But we have ended up, I mean, it's a great HOA for what we have. We also have a little boathouse that has canoes and kayaks you can use anytime.
Those standing things, what are those called?
Kayaks.
That's a kayak?
No, I guess you're right. It's a paddleboard.
Paddleboard, yeah.
Kayaks, canoes, paddleboards.
It's good for the core.
And they have a little boat that you can sign up and they'll take you around the whole lake. I mean, it's pretty cool. I would say we probably have, compared to most, a very good HOA.
So Carter wants me to try this.
I don't know what you're complaining about.
I'm not complaining. No, I'm not complaining at all. I just don't know where to stand on it. So, because they're not really draconian here either. It's not like they're calling you every 5 minutes and, you know, your fence is 1 inch higher than the freaking whatever. They don't need that.
There's some narky neighbors.
Yeah, but narky neighbors are
not in our neighborhood, though. we have some friends that get called on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're narky neighbor.
Mm-hmm. But that neighbor's weird. All right. So this right here is a fresh cherry tomato.
Just picked it out of the garden.
Is that what this is called?
It's called Super Sweet 100.
Super Sweet 100.
Cherry tomato.
That sounds like a...
That's the
a state variety. Lottery. Welcome to the Super Sweet 100. $5
a ticket. The variety is Super Sweet 100. I think you can get up to 100 tomatoes in a season. That's why.
Like a NASCAR sub race for just just gays. A Super Sweet 100. All right, I'm going to eat this now. All right?
And tell us what you think.
Is it warm? Like, because it's hot outside.
It's warm.
It's a little warm. It's not warm,
but it's good. It does have more flavor.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I take it back. I like these. Maybe I like them better warm.
I think you like tomatoes, but only out of the garden.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. All right, so back to some stuff here.
How do you feel about your gallon of water a day?
Okay, I was going to say, I only drank about half of it so far.
So half a gallon.
How much is half a gallon in ounces or whatever?
64 ounces.
So I've been drinking 64 ounces of water, something when I was in high school I could easily do to, you know, freaking Coke or Dr. Pepper in the day. But now...
I think you could do the same now, still, but...
Do they still make big gulps? Can I get a big gulp? Really? That sounds like it would kill me now. Like, what was it?
They have super big gulps.
When I had, like, the metabolism of a 15-year-old, I could put it in my veins. Who cares? Not now. But anyway...
be a mess. You'd be shaking all over the place.
I wrote down you cooked something that was good. Why am I not remembering what it was? Mm-hmm. Oh, for Father's Day, you made a nice breakfasty thing. And your bruschetta, or what was it? Like, roasted garlic thing. It was so good.
So I made a bruschetta plate with sourdough bread.
Yeah.
goat cheese on the side. I made a bruschetta thing with tomatoes and fresh basil from the garden.
And I don't even like goat cheese normally, but it was awesome in this.
So you spread it on there, you put your tomatoes and basil, and then I did roasted garlic.
Which, there's a reason, right? You do roasted so it doesn't stink.
It isn't that, it just really softens it. It's like a cream.
Right, but it doesn't make you all breathy for the rest of the day.
No, it didn't, did it?
Yeah. Like the flavor's still there. Maybe even more so, but it doesn't stay with you like a
It was
cloud.
Good, though.
Yeah. It was really good. So I recommend that. I realize I'm eating now, and that's bad for microphones.
That could be.
No one likes it when I eat on mic.
Sorry, it's 12:24, and this is our first meal of the day.
Yeah, we're starving. Is it really
mornings.
Already?
Yeah.
I have so much to
one
do
One of
still.
Those mornings.
All right. Yeah, I got the. I wrote down a gallon of water a day, by the way.
Oh, good job.
It's part of our little topic list
Good
there.
Job.
Yeah. Also, we have a big upcoming family event where I get to see my sister Wendy and her kids, one of which just graduated high school, her first to do so.
So crazy. I can't believe her kids are that old.
Yeah. So they're coming back to Utah for that. And my
brother
from Phoenix and everybody down there. Well, not everybody, but probably a few of them, handful of them.
Not sure.
Don't know. I assume none of the couple.
But then we have one, two, three of your siblings plus... No, four of your siblings, plus your mom and John, and then three of the kids have kids now?
Mm-hmm. And the hooker. We invited a hooker. Just one, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, just the one. We can't do more. Like we can't do three or whatever we did last time.
We're not having
that many
sister.
Hookers. We're not having my sister? Oh, that. She'll never hear this. We have one of those sisters. Quotes.
No
anyway,
one can see your air quotes, babe.
Nope. Nobody hears you die in the space or whatever. No one can hear you scream if you die in space. That's the old phrase. All right. I got a question for Kim that came via email. Would you like to hear your question?
Absolutely.
This is from Roman, who says he wasn't built in a day. Just kidding. Hey, guys. I'm really loving the show, and it's spontaneity. It's one of my favorite on the network. Quick Kim question. How hard was it to adapt to Utah's culture after you moved out there? I've lived in either Bama, I think it means Alabama, Georgia, or Florida all of my life, but I want to move out west once housing prices are normal again. Oh, man.
We want them
to be normal,
right?
So bad, and we're with you. How was it coming from the deep south to the western side of the country, and what did you find most surprising? Now, other than you had to, your best friend is lotion now and that kind of thing because you crack in the heat.
Yes.
Because she's used to that severely humid it's hot, but humid down there. Come up here, and it's no humidity.
I hadn't ever used lotion on my arms and legs before.
Yeah.
I moved here.
Yeah, and then you start
so
cracking.
So that was a big one. I think the most surprising, though, was I came out for college, and my roommates were kind of rude.
Rude.
We talked about this before.
They were mean.
But they were mean about my accent.
Mm-hmm.
They would just be like... They were from Washington State, and they would be like, we don't understand what you're saying. So I got a lot of...
Who has the shitty accent, I would ask. But...
I'd say that surprised me the most. And my mother-in-law, when I moved here, didn't like that I called her ma'am. And that was something I did growing up to anyone older than you was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
They're not used to that out here.
Yes or no, sir.
I feel like it's different now. I don't think people work
I think
about
you
it now.
Still... Get a little bit of it.
Yeah. They think it means you think they're old.
Right, and that's what she said. So I was like, oh, sorry.
And
like I don't want to offend anyone. I was surprised by that. And
that's so my mom.
I think you would get that from a lot of places here and a lot of people here. So that was a little surprising. But other than that.
But that's like a Westerner going down to the South and saying, not saying yes, ma'am to somebody and them being offended that you didn't say yes, ma'am. So it's just flip.
Other than that, though, absolutely love the Four Seasons. Love that I have a shorter summer.
I like Radisson a little more than the Four Seasons, but it's all right.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Nice.
Oh, I see. You mean the seasons
this
of the year.
This is my question, mister.
I'm answering
the questions here.
Sorry, go ahead.
So I think that was probably the most shocking, but I've loved it. It was a good move.
I was trying to think if there's anything about that move that I noticed. I don't think I did. Like, you brought a unique brand of Southern hospitality that a lot of people around you weren't used to.
Still to this day,
people aren't
used to it. When they come over and I'm like, have you eaten? And they're like, what are you talking to your mouth? Why would you feed me? You don't know me. And I'm like, I have treats at the door for our UPS man. And they love it.
Well, weirdly, it felt like you were already sort of meant for here. Like it just felt, I don't know, felt like a natural fit. It was never, you never got homesick. Like that never really happened.
Nope.
I mean, you'd miss your parents and stuff.
Some of your friends thought I would.
That's because my friends are idiots. That's because they're dummies.
They're like, you can't marry someone from somewhere else. They're just going to want to go home whenever they get homesick.
They told me that incessantly when I got engaged and wouldn't shut up about it. And I'm like, guys, I got this. I'm good. She's good. We're good. We don't need your advice on this. These high school friends of mine. And then
they just thought they knew what they were talking about.
To this day, I think some of them still think that. I don't know.
Really?
Well, I mean,
I never got homesick. I loved being somewhere else. But I'm also a person that I think I could live.
You could live anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah. You always say to me, it's like, ooh, I hear housing's not bad in Iceland. Well, why don't we move there?
Because anywhere with the internet, we could live.
I mean, kind of, yeah. I don't know. Carter, what was that face? It made a face.
It would be really hard to be not around Van. That would be the hardest part.
I don't want to be away from my kids if I can help it. And sure. Their kids when those come. I want to be around it.
Yeah.
But.
So I'm here. So
I mean, your parents went all the way to moving out here. They moved
because
here from Minnesota.
Because all the grandkids were here.
Yeah, because all the kids were here. And grandkids were here.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see myself, like if all the kids suddenly said, yeah, we're buying a co-op in freaking, you know, Missouri
Denmark?
Or whatever.
Denmark,
fine. I'd go.
If we were all going, yeah.
Because, I don't want to not have my kids around.
That would be fun.
I don't know. I'm also
kind of
lazy.
If you're on your way out west, we'd love to have you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can come by and we'll hang out. We'll have lunch. Okay. Moving on. That was a great email. Thank you for that. Oh, shoot. I closed the window and I didn't mean to. All right. Now let's
use this computer.
I know perfectly what I'm doing. Nicole wrote in. Scott and Kim, love the show. Always love hearing your recipes. I recently moved to Mississippi. Well, now look at this. We got the flip going. And we have some family visiting soon. I want to do a crawfish boil to give them a southern experience type meal. Do you have any tips for preparing crawfish? I've never tried before and would love any tips you might have. Thanks, Nicole.
I'd say the biggest tip is fresh crawfish.
Yeah, living in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Which is no problem down there.
You usually buy them in a bag of like 100 pounds and I guess it depends.
And they're all squirming.
They're all moving still.
Yep.
So fresh, make sure that you put them in salt water.
Salt water to purge them, right? While they're still alive, you put them in normal salt water, not hot.
Yeah.
Like you're not trying to kill them.
Just regular.
You put them in salt water. They might make a little noise, like a little hiss noise. But you put them in and that cleans them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes them all pee is what happens. Right? Isn't that what it does?
Yes.
They all go, oh, we got to pee, and they pee.
And poo, probably.
And then you pull that out, and then you put it in the hottest possible boil.
With crab boil. You cook it with all the seasoning.
Tell them what crab boil
gosh,
is. What
I'm
is
so
crab
excited.
Boil?
I don't know. It's just called crab boil. It has all the peppers and salt and everything in it.
And you can buy that
anywhere
down there.
Saturn's is probably my favorite.
Saturn's is very good as a brand.
But then you have to put your potatoes.
Yep.
Small
corn,
potatoes.
Corn cobs in half. Put those half corn
mm-hmm.
cobs in there.
Whole potatoes.
Skins
and
everything.
Boil it all together and onions and some garlic. And oh,
yep.
You're going to have fun. I'm excited.
And then
excited
if you really
you.
Want the full Mississippi experience, you lay newspaper out on a table outside somewhere. And then you dump that crab boil on, you drain them, strain it, and then dump that, all of it, just out on that table, and everyone just comes up there and goes to town.
Yep.
It's amazing. Here's some advice of what not to do, like your aunt did, okay? Her aunt realized we had a lot of extra crawfish, and we wanted to save it for, like, a future thing. Makes sense.
Christmas.
But the sun was going down, and she's like, we have to do this before the sun goes down. So she was going to flash cook them. Meaning put them in the boil real quick and then yank them out and then quickly peel them, put them in bags, and then seal them and put them in the freezer until Christmas or whatever for, like, gumbo.
We always have seafood gumbo on
right.
Christmas.
Which is,
yeah.
Again, fine.
We
but
did.
She wasn't doing the boil long enough. So she'd put it in just long enough to then pull it out, and they'd still be moving, going, oh, that's the worst bath I ever had.
Trying to crack these things open, they're still screaming at him.
They're still screaming. I'm pulling heads off of tails. They're dying as I'm doing it. The tail still moves on its own.
Scott's
and then I got the worst.
The
and I think I got all that fish foodie stuff on me.
And you probably licked your fingers.
I probably licked my fingers, or I probably touched my eye,
really
or
good.
I don't know. But that night, I got the worst stomach bug of my life. Maybe ever. It was one of the worst I've ever had.
Well, yeah, seafood's kind of the worst thing to get sick to.
And that's when your dad had like a toilet in a closet or something. You guys had that weird setup in
what?
There. Do you remember that? That room
no.
That was like. There was a room where you guys slept, and there was a closet door, and if you just cracked it a little bit, there was a toilet on the floor there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I do.
Or smoking.
I remember, like,
yesterday.
There was never a room.
That was horrendous. That may have
it
been
wasn't
my
the bathroom.
That was my third to last time I ever barfed, though. I barfed then. I barfed in 1998, and 2005. And that's it. How many years now? 15 years.
16 years.
16 years. No barf.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
Pretty good.
You know the year.
I know.
Do you know the date?
Huh? Yeah. Well, it was July. I don't know the exact date, but it was July because we had eaten at Cafe Rio and everybody got sick. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
Whole family. Yeah. Except Tay. Well, Tay got it, but late. So we were all
so
super sick.
She was
sick.
Like taking care of everybody when she was little.
And then we went.
She's like 14.
She was probably 13.
Well, 2005, she would have been.
13? 12.
13? No, 11.
11.
11. She was very young. Poor thing. She was so afraid of getting it. And then she got it and she barfed the whole next day. The rest of us were fine. It was only a day. But I've got this record and I'm proud of it. All right. Let's move on
anyway,
to this next email.
Have fun
is
with
anything
that.
Else we should tell
I
her?
I think that's
that's basically it, right?
Yeah. And ask around. People that are good cooks there, you ask them.
And they put them in these bags that are like a plastic mesh.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you purge and boil, you just are moving the bag around. So until you're ready to put them
into the boil.
Permanently in the boil, you're right. You dump it into the boil, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun because they're all living and it's crazy. And I don't know how Carter didn't cry and put a curse on us for killing all these poor bugs. These poor creatures.
How do you know I didn't curse?
Maybe you did. Might explain a few things.
Have fun with that, though.
How about this one? Tips for a never cooker. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
This is from Keaton. He says, hey, Scott and Kim, do you folks have any tips for someone who never cooks? This sounds like me, so I'm with you here, dude. Not that I can't cook or haven't ever cooked, but I am very inexperienced. I really need to get into the habit more. I rely too much on going out right now, and I need to make a change, especially when it comes to packing food for work. It is a matter of is it just a matter of looking up recipes or guides? Do I need to improve my shopping regimen? Any help would be appreciated. Thank you, says Keith.
Okay, so if you don't cook and you're looking for lunches.
Yeah.
I would say that you can take a nice book or a nice page from the book of Lunchables.
And eat it. Oh.
Because you can make your own Lunchables that of the things you like, but you're not necessarily having to cook. And it's not a lot of prep work for before work or... If you do it once a week and you get them ready for the whole week.
The uninitiated, Lunchables are those little kid packs of food you take to school.
You can make an adult Lunchable with good turkey and good ham and cheese and throw in some fruit and vegetables.
Adult Lunchables are rated R. Where are you going?
So ridiculous.
Carter, you're awful quiet today. You want to say anything? Carter bought some Animal Crossing stuffed bears from Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
Who'd we get this time?
KK Slider.
KK Slider? Is he naked?
Yeah, he's got a guitar and everything.
That's it?
Let me show you.
Because that's all he covers himself
with.
Look, he's nude.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, Keaton.
Anyway, Keaton. What else? Shopping tips. Those are good ones. What should you do with the shopping?
I know that Scott has kind of made everyone feel emasculated about Pinterest, but Pinterest can help you a little bit.
I use it.
That's a girl out.
No, I used to call it the lady internet. If I do it now, it's purely for fun, but I actually think it's not that at all anymore, and I use it all the time.
Good. Yeah. There's a lot of meal prep accounts on there that have really good cook once a week, make all your lunches for the week if you're one of those people that can do that. Scott could eat the same thing every day. I can't.
I could eat chicken and rice every day.
Yeah. I have to have a little variety.
Yeah.
So maybe you do have to change up your shopping. If you want more fruits and vegetables to be fresher, you shop every 3 to 4 days instead of once a week.
Is it fresher or more fresh?
Both will work.
Okay. Both will get the job done?
Both will get the job done. Absolutely.
All right.
So good luck with that. And I really would say Pinterest, that's the place to start for.
And it is a habit thing. You're going to have days where you're like, it'd be so much easier for me to just buy that burger or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all about like, planning ahead, have the stuff there, know
and
that you've got ingredients to make stuff, yeah, and have leftovers. Don't worry about making too much because you'll have some for tomorrow or the next day, whatever.
Yeah.
Unless you're Kim, she throws everything out too soon, but that's just the thing. You do. Especially your own jambalaya. It's like amazing. And you're like, it's been 3 days, and the trash
week.
It goes.
It's a week and you know it. Stop right. It.
Here's one from Ben. This didn't work. Why won't that open? I take it back. It looks like we don't have one from Ben. I don't know why his email is all jumbled up. I'll look into that, Ben, and if I can fix it, I'll have it next week. Here's the final one from James White, who says, "Hey, y'all, I was just remembering something mentioned on TMS when y'all were talking about Nick's troubles the other day. Back before he left Salt Lake City, he had talked about getting a camper. Now he's missed an opportunity because the dog plus renter situation. Back when it was first mentioned, I emailed Scott. I had plans to work on the road from a camper, and he said to check back if I ever did it. Well, Hurricane Laura made the decision for me last year. I just wanted to touch back and say it's not a bad option, and it makes the dog plus rent situation a little easier to deal with. True. Just make sure the dog's okay inside while he's at work. Mine aren't, or while he's at work, I guess. Anyway, I'm out of the camper life now, driving a truck, which is pretty similar. Love the show, James.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, I know Nick still, he's such a hipster, he would love it. I mean, I would. I think it's cool. It's a cool idea. There's always stuff you don't think of. Like, I watched that movie. What's the one that won the Oscar this year? Nomadland. You should watch that.
Nomadland, yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
It's all about van living. And it's a mix of sad and great. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
And they hung around real people. Most of that movie is real people in the van life who are just in the film. Not doing lines or anything, just talking like they normally do. It's a great movie, but it got me thinking, like, oh, the toilet situation and the freaking...
Some of them are really nice setup.
Some, yeah. I mean, I don't know what it would cost us, probably...
You'd have to...
60 grand to get a van, then do all the stuff to it, and I don't know.
I'm not even sure.
I have no idea. But James, that's cool that you gave it a swing, and I'm glad that you shared it with us. If you'd like to send us emails, it is... skimshow@gmail.com. skimshow@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you. Okay, well, I think that's it. Is there anything else? We have three dogs again. It was a three-dog night last night. One of them wouldn't shut up. Kept me up all night, you little bastard. Look at you laying there like you get to rest. Oh my gosh, I was so mad at her last night.
There were dogs roaming around or something, because I heard some of them barking and... People have their dogs out at midnight, and that's just made her bark.
We haven't told the long story about why Nick's back in Salt Lake.
We did last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
We go into it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yep.
The job falling apart.
Yep.
Had to pack the car. Oh, yep. We did talk.
We did.
We totally did. So that's why we have three dogs.
Scott doesn't believe me.
No, I believe you. Now that you said it all, I believe you.
All I said was, yep.
My memory's a little salty this week for some reason. I can't remember anything.
It's all that water.
So it's all that, that water washing all my brain cells out. We're happy you guys are listening. Keep it up and tell your friends, I guess. Kim's not on Twitter, but you can follow me at Scott Johnson. And when you do, you'll find out when these shows go live and that sort of stuff. Although we don't do it live. This is just us pre-recording it.
What? Am I on Twitter?
Are you? Well, you have an account, but you don't check it ever.
I have an account and I don't check it. You're right.
Are you Geek Food? What are you?
I think I'm Geek Food.
You said that in such a sad little way.
I think I'm Geek Food.
All right. Tell them real quick why you liked that show you guys binged yesterday. What was that called? Ernest Goes to Washington. What was it? It was like a bunch of kids living
Never
in a house.
Have I Ever?
Never Have I Ever.
It was a really funny show.
Okay.
We binged the whole first season yesterday because Carter's arm was hurting and...
It was a 900 degrees out. It was just one of those
chill
days.
Day.
I worked a lot yesterday, so I don't want to hear about this chill business. I don't know what that's like. Just kidding. All right. Thank you all for listening.
You guys are awesome.
Tune back in next week for more. Our website is frogpants.com/skim if you're looking for archives and stuff. And leave us reviews wherever you get your shows, because that helps us a lot. Kim, any final little bits of wisdom you want to share?
Thanks for the emails. We loved hearing from everybody.
Sweet. And hopefully we'll be here next week. What am I saying?
There's no hope. Yeah, we'll be here next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
There's no hope. It's happening. Bye now.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.